He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Tuesday, February 17th, and the Texans are getting ready to go to the Indianapolis Scouting Combine. And yes, we at HoustonTexans.com will be going with them. We'll be eyeing all the defensive prospects that the Texans have their eyes on. We also talked to one key defensive player for the Texans, and that's defensive tackle Amobi Okoye. I caught up with Amobi today, and we talked a little bit about his season last year and what he has in store for next season. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is defensive tackle Amobi Okoye. Amobi, what's been going on in the offseason? Because you're back at Reliant, training, working out, but you've been doing a lot this offseason.
Yeah. I took January all the way to Pro Bowl off, went to Pro Bowl with Mario, and, obviously with that brings a lot of motivation. So came back here and started getting ready for the 2009 season.
Well, last season maybe didn't go the way you wanted. What do you think was holding you back? I know you had that high ankle sprain. That really did last a long time.
Yeah. I think, I started off the season okay, and then as soon as things started getting up, kind of started getting right for me in a sense, that's when the injury occurred. And I came back earlier than most expected because my team definitely needed me to come back, and just toughed it out through the season. And towards the end of the season, I think I started getting a little more happier with my play. So, overall, I think the whole 2008 season wasn't the season I wanted, definitely statistically, but play-wise, I think that I took a step forward.
Well, what are you doing this offseason differently, training-wise? Is it, changing your routine at all?
I'm nothing different as far as right now. It's more just conditioning and core work and no kind of press stuff, just stuff to keep you going in a sense, so that way when you come back in March, you don't make a fool out yourself. So I'm willing to come back in April. It's really nothing different. Last year, being coming off of my rookie year, you didn't want to do anything until you were forced to do something. So last year I didn't do anything pretty much until April. So I'm taking a different approach this year. Like I said, I went to the Pro Bowl and get motivated, with the introduction, just seeing the guys there and knowing that you're supposed to be there also. So as soon as the Pro Bowl was over, I came back and started working out.
You're getting after it. Well, you're also going to be getting after it with a new defensive coordinator, Frank Bush. Mm-hmm. And Frank has said that he really wants the defensive line to be playing more aggressively off the ball, not going side to side as much. Mm-hmm. As a pass rushing D tackle, what do you think about his philosophy?
Man, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. When he got the job, I was very excited. Even before he got the job, I spoke to him a couple of times and let him know that I was praying for him to get the job. And when he got the job, I actually kind of, in a sense, I was happy. I was really happy. And jumped up, to be honest with you. And just because, I know Frank, and ever since I came here, me and Frank, we've had a great relationship. And I just told him, I got his back all the way.
Also, you'll have a new defensive line coach in Bill Kolar. He's supposedly a really hard-nosed guy. What have you heard?
Obviously I had to do my research, and I've heard a lot of good things, a lot of great things, not good things. So I know the work. I watched the work he did with the D-line in Buffalo, and I like the way they came off the ball. I like the way they got after it. So I'm looking forward to working with him, and I think it's going to be a great addition to the team.
Have you set any goals, any expectations for yourself this offseason or into next season?
No goals have been set yet, but just to, just go out there and play and have a good time.
We also have a big trip coming up. You're going to Africa for the second straight year. You're going back to your homeland of Nigeria.
Yeah.
Talk about that trip and then the mission of that trip, because it's pretty neat.
As a lot of people know and know me, my whole thing is I wanted to be a doctor when I first, that was my first love, to become a doctor. And fortunately, not unfortunately, football came. And, with that, I started a foundation in a sense to keep on doing what I wanted to do. And this program here is one of the things that's dear to my heart. And like I said, we're starting in Nigeria, which is home to me, but eventually we're going to go to other countries in Africa. This year is going to be me and the same crew from last year. We added a couple more athletes, Xavier Adibi, my teammate is going to be coming with me also. And what we have this year is we have five programs we're going down there to do. We're going to continue the CAKE program, which is Changing Africa Through Education, which is a scholarship for students to go to school in Nigeria, athletic and academic scholarship. We still have, that's one thing that we kept going. We're taking five doctors, I believe so, and six nurses with us down there to host four medical clinics in four different states. So it's pretty much giving out free medical screenings to people in Nigeria. And as the second thing, the third thing is we're going to sponsor like a youth tennis group with tennis equipment. So, you know, we play football, but at the same time, we like to promote other sports. And what is the fourth thing? What is the fifth thing? We have five programs, like I said. And if you go on Invictus91.com or the Omobi Okoye Foundation.org, and you can always read about it and find ways to help out. So come help us help people out.
It's really neat. I remember last year you guys also built wells, and Osum and Yora came. I mean, you get a lot of support. Now I hear Nnamdi Asamugha is coming this year, so it seems like the group's just getting bigger.
Tommy Harris is coming. Xavier's coming with us. Iwu from the Jacksonville Jaguars is coming with us. It's getting bigger year by year. I know. I think I'm just meeting a lot of other athletes. When I go on trips and when I, you know, just getting a chance to meet every other athlete, I think that's one thing every athlete says to themselves they want to do. They want to go back to Africa. And, you know, our program is one way they can do that.
Now, it's very neat. We're going to cover that, too. And remember, you can go, fans, to the Omobi Okoye Foundation and learn more about it. So thank you very much, Omobi. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. Football.